The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yes, indeed. Good on you. That's nice work, Ender. 8 minutes to seven, 9221882. We haven't opened the lines yet, so if you're if you got the code word from last night, keep it handy because we're going to do it still to come this morning on the program. Rumour files open, 9221882. G'day, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Basil, and good morning to you, Millsy. The bombshell blonde we've long known as Marilyn Monroe was Norma Jean Doherty when she signed her contract with 20th Century Fox in August of 1946. Marilyn was just 20 at the time, and Doherty was the name of her soon-to-be ex-husband. 72 years ago, studio executive Ben Lyon suggested she change her name to Marilyn Monroe. And now her fans can see and even own proof of the origins of her name. That exists in an 11-by-14-inch photo of Monroe and Lyon. Joseph Maddalena is the CEO of the auction house Profiles in History.
He says, "Who was your father?" She goes, "You know, I really don't know, but I think his last name was Monroe." Good. Monroe's a good name. We like that it's solid. Ben Lyon was in love with an actress named Marilyn Miller, who died at age 35, and loved the name Marilyn. And the legend goes, they were sitting in Malibu, and he said, "You're Marilyn Monroe."
Great story. The newly discovered photo carries a handwritten inscription from Monroe to Ben Lyon. Maddalena reads it for us.
"Dear Ben, you found me, you named me, and you believed in me when no one else did."
And Millsy, the picture expected to fetch at least $100,000 is considered one of the most important autograph photos in Hollywood history.
Yeah, it would be. When was it taken?
Well, it was snapped during the filming of The 7-Year Itch. That was in 1955. And you'll certainly recall a certain scene in that film in which Tom Yule is walking Monroe along a Manhattan footpath when a subway train passes in a tunnel below them, sending a gust of wind up through a subway grate, causing Monroe's white dress to billow up around her.
"Isn't it delicious?"
"Sort of cools the ankles, doesn't it?"
Love that line. The dress is probably Monroe's best-known costume. The one that she actually wore in the movie was sold some years ago, but there was an exact copy made by the same designer, and that is the one to be offered at the October auction. Perhaps her second-best outfit is the slinky number she wore as she crooned happy birthday to JFK.
"Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday."
The auction house, Mills and Basil, is not saying how much the dresses may go for, but they won't be bargain rack prices.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Very interesting. Good.